This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Colonel Robert Hodges. He's the new superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Colonel, first let me say congratulations on your appointment as superintendent of state police. Well-deserved. I've known you for a number of years. You and I have stood around a number of crime scenes together and sat on a number of boards together. Always enjoyed your company, your insight, and your professionalism. And we're better for it to have you leading the Louisiana State Police.
Well, thank you. It's been an exciting 10 weeks since my appointment. I've been traveling considerably across the state and meeting with our other public safety partners throughout Louisiana, building on our existing partnerships, and then certainly improving and enhancing ones that are in place that maybe we haven't had as much time to see of late.
Before we talk specifically about Troop NOLA and what y'all are doing here, just for a minute or so, or a couple of minutes or so, if you could give the state of the state police.
So I'm happy to report on March the 8th, we added 33 new troopers to the ranks of state police. We have an upcoming academy class starting on April the 21st that we hope to start about 60 new troopers, and that will take us through October. So as we continue to build the ranks of state police, we also continue training across the state in various levels in our sections. Unique to Louisiana is because we're a state police agency, not just a highway patrol, we have that investigative piece, and that allows us to work with our both city, municipal police, and sheriffs across the state as we have various initiatives, special events, and other tasks that we've been given. Specifically, from a standpoint of our agency, we have a lot of new things on the horizon, specifically with funding that came from the crime session to help us improve both pay and benefits for our men and women who work in the agency, as well as equipment and things that we need to continue to move forward with technology advances, as well as the latest in investigative tools, coupled with just keeping up with the infrastructure of our agency with our troops. You know, we have nine, and as you mentioned, we have Troop NOLA in New Orleans, owning those facilities, keeping them up to date, more specifically ensuring that they have all of the technology to operate as a 24/7 operation across Louisiana.
So you guys have actually been working in the city in advance of the creation of Troop NOLA. If you would, describe for our listening audience the activities that y'all have been involved in.
So state police has been partnered with the city of New Orleans and the New Orleans Police Department for nearly half a decade. And throughout the year, there are various special events that we always bring in additional troopers for. We could start in January by saying our Sugar Bowl and New Year's weekend, and usually move into Carnival, the Mardi Gras weekend, and fast forward into Jazz Fest. And we have the Essence Festival this summer, which is a 30-year anniversary for that event. And then you move back into the fall with the various Saints football games, and then, of course, the big Bayou Classic. And throughout the year, as we know, New Orleans being a big host city for many major sporting events, we have had the opportunity to be part of Super Bowls, Final Four, the WrestleMania, the NBA All-Star, and, of course, coming next February, just 11 months away, will be Super Bowl 59. Specifically, we started the presence or the uniform presence in New Orleans around 2015, as most of our listeners remember, to help the city with enforcement, specifically in the French Quarter. And that was funded through an initiative, through a tax by the business community, well, initiated by the business community, but a tax paid for by the residents and visitors who spent money in that area. And that concluded in the end of December of 2020. And then in this January, Governor Landry took office, and he wanted to ensure that state police had a larger presence in the city, specifically citywide, to assist and complement the New Orleans Police Department in enforcement across the entire parish. So we were building our team specifically with the leadership piece, as well as identifying troopers that have experience working in a municipal area, in a metropolitan area, from our neighboring troops, and relocating and transferring some of those troopers to the area to support a uniformed troop NOLA in the city. Because we're still in the process of recruiting with through the academy classes, because when we graduate 33 troopers, NOLA, they all don't go to troop NOLA. They have to go to the respective right. troops across the state. So that's why I touched on April, and then we'll have another class in October, and then we'll have another one in December. As we continue to increase the ranks, we'll be able to fulfill the complement of men and women that are needed to stand up a troop similar to the others across the state. Our enforcement activity has really just been complemented, first starting with the New Year's Eve weekend, then moving into the Mardi Gras, which I think was very successful. But throughout the year, we always have investigations and operations. That's why I touched on state police as not just a highway patrol, but an investigative piece, working with our partners in the metro area where crime finds its way outside the city limits of New Orleans into neighboring parishes. And you know about that as your time for almost four decades in law enforcement and sheriff in Jefferson. So we utilize a lot of the New Orleans or Troop NOLA troopers to complement and support those operations. And those are ongoing investigations into various things, whether it's violent crime, whether it's auto theft, insurance fraud, criminal intelligence initiatives, various aspects of our investigation. So having that uniform presence there really augments not only the uniform presence, but our operation in the city, making it more successful, making it more efficient, and, of course, partnering with the city of New Orleans. What I guess a lot of our listeners have been asking for is what are the troopers exactly doing? And, well, as we train, which we're doing some training this week, we have to elevate our training because we're in a city that has similar crime problems as some others across the country and even some in the state, like in Baton Rouge and Alexandria and Shreveport. And we just want to make sure that we have our best practices and that we continue to exercise constitutional policing while we're partnered with the New Orleans Police Department, just like we do with any of our other agencies throughout the state. We understand that they have policies and procedures that they have to follow, and we have ours. And the greater goal is public safety, and, of course, it's reducing crime. And we do that within the confines of our policies and procedures. And we work with those agencies, and they work within their policies. And just because they may be a little different, like in New Orleans, I know the listeners are anxious to hear about the consent decree and how that affects state police. And I'll pause there and wait for you to ask some more questions.
Well, Colonel, I was going to ask this question because I was kind of taken aback by a comment that was made by Judge Susie Morgan, and you don't have to comment directly to it other than she seemed to imply that plans have been changing and that has caused some concern. You know, I've had conversation with you and others. As you just outlined, it's been a very strategic approach making the necessary preparations to make sure that you ensure successes, not failure, when you first start, is my appreciation. And you don't have, unless you got one here recently, the magic wand where you can just yank 40 troopers out of the sky that have been exposed to the challenges of policing in New Orleans and able to put them here overnight, right? Have you come in contact
That's correct.
With that magic wand?
No. And as I touched on earlier, New Orleans is very important, just as many other cities are in the state. And as a state police agency, statutorily and our obligation is to all the 64 parishes and all the initiatives. So we're very strategic, as you mentioned, and very precise about how we're going to staff up both the city and Troop NOLA, as well as our other troops, which are in need of personnel. And so with the initiatives of these upcoming academies, we're confident that we'll be able to guide more troopers to fill that complement needed to successfully run Troop NOLA through these upcoming academies. And then the goal, and I think most of the public will see that as we get closer to that Super Bowl, I think that's an incredible opportunity for all of us in the city of New Orleans, state of Louisiana, to be on a global stage as a law enforcement family and really promote and elevate our image across the country to let both our residents and our visitors know that it's a safe place to raise a family, to work, to live, and to visit when they have special events.
You know, I would have been more concerned had if you'd have been able to respond in 3 weeks and send 40 officers down here, as opposed to the process here. I've had a lot of people ask me. I said it's going to take some time. When you create a new troop, like creating a new district and a policing organization, it's not easy. You got to get all the infrastructure in place, or otherwise you're going to fail. Have y'all decided where you're going to actually physically be located?
So we're using the same space that we used previously since 2017. The LSU Medical School has provided us a space right there on South Johnson Street where we have the first floor. It was built out through the generosity of LSU Medical School and Health and Sciences New Orleans gave us that space, and we're operating there and have been since January. And we're very pleased with that location. It provides access to many areas of the city. And because it was structurally in place, many of our troopers were already familiar with it. It was an easy transition to that building. I know some of our listeners would have liked us to be in the French Quarter or liked us to be uptown or maybe in New Orleans East or in Lakeview or the Lakefront or the Garden District or various places. But you work with what you have available and what you know you've been successful with, and we're confident that space fits our needs. And again, we're very gracious to LSU for affording us that space to stand up Troop NOLA.
And, Colonel, I know that in the crime bill there was also some dollars that were put aside for additional equipment. I've had a lot of people ask me about that, but those are necessary expenditures to run a full-fledged troop. Right. Not unlike the remaining troops.
That is correct. Because the other troops were created many years ago, the expenses obviously were less. More importantly, or more specifically, you accrued the budgeting and the funding were over time. And to make this troop stand up so quickly, the funding is expensive. It's a initial cost are expensive. And then, of course, New Orleans has different needs, and some troops across the state likewise have their own additional needs. And so although they're going to look very similar to all the other troops, sometimes there's other funding that's required. And an example is I'll use of those special events throughout the year. When the city of New Orleans hosts Super Bowl and we support the New Orleans Police Department along with all the neighboring parishes, Jefferson, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, St. Tammany, our federal agencies, our state fire marshal, wildlife and fisheries, alcohol and tobacco control, all of our law enforcement partners, they'll be coming in from across the state to support New Orleans. Well, that takes additional funding. And whether it's a Essence Festival or a Bayou Classic or a Sugar Bowl weekend or a Final Four, that requires other law enforcement pieces. So New Orleans is a little unique in that. And so maybe some of the funding the additional funding is needed for those special events as we plan. And of course, it's not just the week of Super Bowl that you see the large influx of law enforcement in the city. It's the preparation before that, the training piece, whether that's in operational tactics through going to the firing range, brushing up on your arrest and handcuffing procedures, whether it's training from constitutional policing standpoint, the latest updates and how we conduct report writing, how we conduct interviews. All of those things are always being enhanced, being built up upon. So all of that takes funding and time, because training means you have to take the men and women from their regular assignment, then they have to move into a training role for a specific mission. And we look at this Troop NOLA and our objective there to be citywide supporting the police department and working with them as that type of initiative, and that requires all of that funding from every aspect, whereas most people just think salaries and benefits, or maybe vehicles and then the building. There's many other pieces to that, which are maybe not as clearly aware to our listeners.
There was another statement made that they're going to be watching, I guess, the judge and others. You're not intimidated by that, are you?
No, most certainly not. As I said, we conduct operations across the state with our local partners, whether it's in Baton Rouge, Alexandria, Shreveport. We've been incredibly successful in those operations with the police departments, with the sheriffs, and we always operate at a high level, and we stay within our policy. And when we work with other agencies, their policies sometimes differ, and that can be challenging at times, but we always work through it because the goal is public safety. And I think when you look at the statement of someone saying we're going to be watching you, we're watching ourselves. We have body-worn cameras. We have in-car cameras. We have supervisors at all levels that are constantly observing and reviewing the practices of our men and women who are troopers and making sure that we're operating at a high level. And when we make a mistake, that we correct it and we address it and we move forward. We're not perfect.
You know, I just kind of chuckle when I hear some of the comments that people say. There will be mistakes made. We're human. It happens. And it's your job to remediate, right?
Yes, sir. I routinely tell the men and women that work in state police, we're going to coach, mentor, and train our men and women. And it's okay if you make a mistake. We're going to learn from it, and we're going to do it better next time, and we're going to ensure it doesn't happen in the future. But to think that we're any different than anyone else in any profession, we're, as you pointed out, we're not perfect, but we're gonna be our best, and we're going to ensure that everyone can be proud of the job that we're doing in partnership with the New Orleans Police Department and this city specifically, since that's all the questions about, which will mirror what we do in every other part of Louisiana with our other troops and our other partners.
Colonel, thank you so much for joining us. I know you got a meeting you got to get to. We appreciate the time that you've been able to give us this morning, and best of luck to you, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I'd just like to add in this, we need qualified men and women for Louisiana State Police. You can contact a LSP recruiter at lsprecruiting@la.gov. You can text JOIN LSP to 225 877-816-2, or go to lsp.org. Thank you so much, Sheriff.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Robert Hodges, the superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.